What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. All right. What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's been having a been having a good time in life. Easier said than done nowadays because, you know, there's always something crazy going on. There's always something crazy going on. We're in the midst of a government shutdown. Layoffs are happening across the globe, left and right. Stuff is, instead of getting higher, we get different tariffs introduced every day. It's just always something. It's always something. But through it all, sucks to say, but you just gotta power through, in a sense, and just power through, try to stay positive. Yeah, it's a lot to deal with, so it's just finding and maintaining healthy ways to cope with just life, which is something I feel like we shouldn't have to even like express, like having to cope with life itself. Like it's just crazy. It's crazy. Like life should not be this unpredictable and complicated with things. It should not be like there should be some, like, you know, some stuff thrown into life that's, you know, some random curveballs, but every single day is just a bit excessive, in my opinion. That's just how I feel. I want to talk about this too. I think it was the last episode I dropped, or the episode before. It was the episode before. The audio was like really distorted. I don't know what was going on, what was wrong with it. I don't know what was off with it. So, yeah. I had to revamp. So I upgraded my interface. So hopefully the sound sounds more normal than it did the last couple of episodes. Cause the sound's been, I don't know what happened, in the course of the past month with my, audio interface, but it just started giving me a lot of issues. It started glitching pretty bad. So, you know, we had the big Prime Day sales and everything like that, so I caught a new one on sale for a decent price, so went ahead and got it. So hopefully things sound better on this episode and going forward. Again, I can't monitor it as I'm recording on the software I use. I won't be able to listen to it until I get into post-production, whatever. Ooh, excuse me. And start looking into and like play it back and actually hear it. And at that point, y'all, you know, you recorded the whole episode. I'm not about to go back here. I don't believe anybody should. Like at that point, you gotta just deal with what it is. And be like, look, I posted it. Audio's a little messed up. I apologize, guys. Like this should just be either episode where you just power through you power through the audio troubles, or you skip that one. And it's completely fair and understandable. Like it's fine. It's just at that point, it's like I'm not about to record a whole episode over because it's like that was a whole 30, 40 minutes of my life that I spent. In addition to doing uploading everything like that, that adds up to about a good hour most of my life went to just yapping. And then to play it back and then hear the audio's fucked in a sense. It's like, bro, like, just crazy technology though. Anyway though, I say all that to say, yeah, I've been having a fun time of things. We're still on the job hunt and whatnot, except I've got offers, but it's just like I said, I'm taking this time to also not sell myself short and build on myself. That's been my mantra of late. And I have a cushion, so I have some time before I gotta just be like, all right, let me go hit up Walmart. Go hit up Walmart, always hiring. They always are. Who else? McDonald's, you know, places like that. They always hiring. You can slide in there almost any time damn now. But I haven't gotten to that point yet. We're still fresh on things and everything, so it's just a matter of being patient And like I said, just being patient and giving yourself the grace and patience to not just settle, but end up where you're meant to be at, where you feel you're meant to be at. So yeah, I'm taking that approach, and so far so good. Like I said, I've been getting interviews, I've been getting some callbacks, so thank God for that. And it's just I'm waiting for opportunity to arise that fits to what I see myself, how I see my life going, how I see myself doing things and everything. So I apologize, guys. I am yawning like crazy. It is late, but I had to record this one pretty late. Pretty late. End up being busy doing stuff. And then I really got hungry, too. Like, you know, you really get, like, hungry, like, around, like, midnight. And I wasn't doing the whole drink of water thing, so I wouldn't got food. I ain't gonna lie. So that's also a thing. So, yeah. But there's been a lot going on. And in my time that I've had doing this layoff, I've, outside of getting back to doing things that I find myself to enjoy, which has improved, like, my mood and my mental a lot, like, actually having time to do some things that I actually enjoy doing and not having to go to a place that I hate daily has been a very, very big positive impact on the mental health. I've been having time to actually, like, catch up on things, like shows and, you know, research that I've put out that I didn't get to do, stuff like that. And I've been seeing, like, a lot of, I've noticed a trend, like, where the political world is starting to evade, because it's so prominent now, like, it's so prevalent and everything like that. Like, it's everywhere. Like, it's so much going on to where, like, it's trickling out into, like, leaking out or expanding into, like, other realms. Like, we've been having that trend of sports and political world merging together since COVID days and everything like that. Especially when the George Floyd incident occurred, that pushed it even, that intertwined the worlds even more. And whatnot, we had athletes speaking up. I am so sorry, y'all. We had athletes speaking up more, and you know, thinking that. Which I had a, well, I remember when me and B were doing a podcast, we talked about that, and I made a point, and I was telling them that I feel like we put too much stock and pressure and responsibility on celebrities nowadays. Like, we in a very celebrity heavy culture right now, which is our proof is in our current government, like our president. That's some celebrity. This is celebrity trolling meme TikTok skit BS at its finest. Like, this should not be a real thing. Our president should not be he should not be the president. He just should not. And then with him breaking through and becoming president, we get this trend now of where people start feel like, well, if he got president, I want to make him president next. And it's like this agenda people push and everything like that. For instance, like when we had Trump running and everything like that, we had the Kanye wanted to run. Kanye ran his campaign and all that kind of stuff. We had all that going. I've seen people, somebody else, people, celebrity people. So I've seen people, but people was voting for dumb stuff like the gorilla that got killed the zoo Harambe. They voted, they put him on the ballot. They put LeBron on the ballot. Like, it was just people just trolling now because, like, we all into such an unserious state of the world where nobody takes anything serious. Nobody takes anything. And I say nobody, but of course, you guys, I don't literally mean everybody. It's just, you know, the large consensus of things. Sorry, I can't talk my so I ain't gonna lie, it's the braces and some words I just really, I know how to say them, but it's just it's speech problems for me. I'm not even gonna try to sugarcoat it. That's what it is. Like, it's what it is. But I was reading, I was streaming this game. I've been streaming this game. It's called Hollow Knight Silksong or whatever, and It's a dope game. Like I've been enjoying it. And this I'm gonna get back to the point. And I was reading it, and like I'm not reading, I was playing the game, and it's a lot of dialogue. It's dialogue heavy. So I would have, and it's not like it's voice acting. It's literally just the words on the screen. You have to read it. So with streaming, you know, I try to keep views engaged. So I will read what I see on the screen. Like as I'm reading the dialogue, I would read it. I'll read this in different tones, you know, try to get a voice, you know, try to add some light, some spice to the stream. And I was reading and I realized, like, I need to start picking up books, like opening up books and actually reading them from start to finish more often. Because when I tell y'all I was reading it, I was like, man, my reading skill feel like it's lacking right now. Like, I was reading and I was taking too many pauses in reading the lines. I was pausing too much. I'm like, there's no periods or no exclamations anywhere. Why am I pausing so much to like try to process what I'm reading? I'm like, am I getting stupid? Like, what's going on? And it's been better now. But when I first read, I was like, dang, I said, I'm not reading like I used to read. I said, I need to start picking up a book again and sharpen up some skills. And I feel like that about a lot of things. I feel like that about like arithmetic, just basic facts and things like that. I feel like you get removed from it so long, you just start losing your touch into some of it. So I'm like, I need to start back, like reading random things, picking up books and actually reading them. Now I listen to audio book. That's also what ruined me too. I think the audio books, Audible ruined me, because I still have books, but I don't read them. I listen to them, and I feel like I need to get back to actually physically picking back up the books and reading them, because I feel like, you know, I don't know. It might be a me thing. I don't know. It's hard to describe. But anyway, meme culture. We live in a meme culture, basically. Everything's a joke. Nothing serious. When I say that, I don't mean everyone. It's just, you know, a generalized statement. Like, you know, majority of people. Excuse me, I have allergies too, by the way. So if you hear me sniff or snuffle anything like that, it's allergies. It's getting from the hot to cold season. It's been kind of chilly the last couple of this week, which I ain't complaining about at all. But, you know, we had a meme culture. You know, people don't take things serious, blah, blah, blah. And then we have people just see someone that talks about, someone in like a platform talks about something like political or whatever. And then it goes from that to, you know what, you should run for president. You should try to be the next nominee for the Democratic Party. You should run as an independent. We know good and damn well independent. I'm not saying that'll never happen, but I find it very, 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 very hard to ever in my lifetime see an independent win an election. It's going to always either be a Democrat or a Republican. Like, I don't see in my lifetime, I really want to say ever, an independent, like, winning an election, because it's just, that's just like a way to steal votes. It really is. Like, it's just like it's stealing votes. Like, that's just ways to make it lean more towards the left or the right or the left, to be honest, because like you're just stealing votes from somebody. And even when we had, like, for instance, Kanye was just around, really just steal votes. That was it. We all knew Kanye West wasn't gonna win no damn president election. We knew that wasn't gonna happen. But again, you got the meme following, the trolling people. The rage baiters is the new wave that's emerged over the years. Excuse me. And it's getting to a point where it's getting ridiculous, because now I see, and this is what I mean by, like, I see a lot of, like, the blending of the worlds. I've seen people, like, prop up Stephen A. Smith. For those that don't know, Stephen A. Smith, if you haven't heard about him, you probably seen him somewhere. Or seen some controversy he was in, because it's always something nowadays, because he talks a lot now, and it's always something. And he's been trying to dip into politics. He's more of a grifter than anything. That's been like the new discovery. Like, you know, they were like, you know what? He really a grifter. Like, he's not really conservative. He just goes for whatever the vibe is. Like, he don't really stand in his beliefs. He kind of just floats around between the realms of, well, I support this, but I don't support this. And I'm not really a Democrat. I'm not really a Republican. I'm more of a conservative. I'm a liberal, or I'm a blah, 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 all these kind of things. So he just says all these kind of things. And I seen people like say he should run for president. I'm just like, why? And that makes me. And then when I was seeing it, I would go look up some of his political, because he has like three shows now. He does First Take on ESPN. That's where he originally is. He really was a journalist, I think, for the Philadelphia Inquirer. I think that was his like original like origins, like it was something. I know he was with Philly for a minute because him and AI was cool, and then they had a falling out and everything like that. So that was a thing back in the past. And he's recently started. He signed his big contract for ESPN, first of all, for Disney ESPN. They gave him a big contract. And he started doing shows on Sirius XM. He has two. He has what was originally his podcast that he started up that he would do after First Take. He'll finish up shooting First Take, and he'll go record his podcast. That was the Stephen A. Smith Show. He had that. And then he started talking about a lot of politics on there, too. Like, he'll talk about, like, his political views and stances and what's going on, this and that. And at first it was like, all right, it's kind of cool, whatever, it's whatever. And then he started really getting invested in it, like really invested. Like he started calling out elected officials. Well, I'm not going to say calling out elected officials. I'm not going to say that. Let me walk that back. I'm not going to say that. He would bring up things that occurred involving elected officials and give his opinion on it, which I don't mind. Nobody, like, I'm all for people to give their opinions. I really am. Like, I don't mind opinions. My only problem is that it's one thing to stand firm in your belief, but respect that at the end of the day is subjective. In some cases, it's subjective, and it's not. Don't make it fact. People have a very, and I was talking about this, I've been talking about this a lot lately, actually. People have this weird thing now to where they feel that opinions on a thing anymore. It's like it gotta be facts. Like everything gotta be facts, facts, facts. And I'm like, no. I said some things are subjective. Like, art is one. Art should teach you that in just everything in life about that. Like it's subjective. Like what you get from something, someone else might not get from it. How you see it might not be how the artist or the artist intended for you to interpret or perceive it. But again, it's what you got out of it. It's all about perspective. It's all about perspective and being subjective. And a lot of people don't understand that nowadays. They feel like it got to be like a you're wrong and you're right. When it's like every time it's not like, now if you're like you're 100% wrong, then that's different. But if it's a little like you're just stating your opinion and you're supporting it with evidence or facts, whatever like that, then it's still an opinion because that don't make it the end all be all. You know, like you're still giving an opinion at the end of the day. It's not like it's a fact. Like a fact is 2 + 2 = 4. That's a fact. I know they got people out there that say other things, but 2 + 2 = 4. I know they got Terrence Howard and all that kind of stuff. I know, I got it. But again, 2 + 2 = 4. That's a fact. So, you know, things like that. But when it comes down to like feeling about what's a common topic, the old favorite topic about finances and responsibilities when you're with a spouse or a partner. Like, a man and woman should split the bills 50-50. The man should pay all the bills. Woman shouldn't have to pay any bills. The men pay the heavy bills. Woman pay the light bills, or the lighter bills. What's another one people say all the time? Well, I ain't gonna lie. The one that's crazy that I've been seeing too. I had an episode about this a little while back about the having to pay a bill to go to date someone. You have to be required to pay a bill going on a date. That's crazy to me. Like not paying the bill is in like a tab, like a restaurant. It's not like legit. Like pay one of their bills, like their light bill, their rent, something. It's like something of that nature. They know you have to pay one of those in order to go on a date with them. I think that's insane that people live life like that. I think that's quite insane. But you know, it's one thing to stand firm your beliefs and everything like that, and there's another to just tell someone that they're just wrong. When it's like they might not be 100% right in your mind because that's not what you believe, but I don't mean they're wrong. They can have valid points. They can have facts. Like, had a discussion about this point about 2 weeks ago, talking about consideration. And it was like, yeah, because, you know, like, men ain't considerate, this and that. Not saying, like, that was, like, an actual thing. Like, it's, I'm not saying that's, like, the conversation when just generalizing. So, it's like, men ain't considerate. So, I had a counterpoint, said, well, women aren't considerate either. I like, to be honest, just people aren't considerate. Like, people really just don't be caring a lot of times nowadays. Like, the world has lost empathy. Yeah, it has. It's lost empathy. It's lost compassion. It's lost understanding, in a way. Like, everyone is just... fuck it, they do it, so why can't I? There's none of that going on anymore. Like, well, I know they did that, but I'm not that person. I'm gonna do that. Like, no, people go tit for tat now. It's a tit for tat society. Even within our government right now, our president is the prime example of a tit for tat. He doesn't care. He's gonna do. If someone else does something to make him upset or offend him, he's going to retaliate and do something stupid. Oh, you want to give us a tariff that's 40%? I'm going to give you one that's 140%. Like, it's stupid stuff like that that we have going on. Like, it's just the way the world is going. It's just very grimy now. It's just whatever and everything. And by saying, like, women are considerate as well, not saying that men are considerate because, again, I feel that, me personally, I feel it's a people thing. I feel like people just aren't considerate. Not saying that men are considerate. It's just like, I don't think that's something that needs to be, you know, gendered. That's just my opinion. I don't feel like something needs to be gendered. I know we have a habit. It's just human nature of us saying, because we're the opposite sex. So a lot of us deal with partners or we date people of the opposite gender. So it's like we just have, you know, it's always going to equate to what we deal with the most. So that's just an experience of life. You're going to equate it to what you deal with the most. Like, you made a deal with black people, you're going to have a bias towards. You're African Americans. If you mainly deal with Caucasians or white people, you're gonna mainly relate things to that. Same with Hispanics, Mexicans, Latinas, just all different Asians, all different kind of races, ethnicities, backgrounds, whatever. You're gonna equate it to what you experience the most. Just stereotyping. We're a very stereotypical society. Excuse me. So. And also, we have a bad thing about gender norms now, too, but that's another topic for another day. So, say all that to say, you know, it's just your people's opinions on things and everything like that. And that's what's wrong with that. And I saw something that he was saying, Stephen A. Smith, that he was saying the other day about Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett, if anybody's ever heard of her, I'm not really going to go into a whole spiel about, like, backgrounds and everything like that. But she's an elected official for Texas. Of a Democratic Party, black woman. And she's very vocal about how, like, just straight up, she's just very blunt to the point. It ain't all politically correct. It's like, I'm talking to you like you just, like, it's just whatever. Like, ain't none of that cold switch or none of that. Like, she's just keeping it 100. Like, that's the best way I could put it, to keep it 100. Like, she's called Trump a lot of things that, it's 100% true. 100% true. The governor of Texas, she's called him some things too. Hey, accurate. Not gonna repeat them on here, but again, accurate. So he saw that she what did he have to say about her? It was something about something along the line. He was criticizing, like, her approach, basically. He was saying, like, he doesn't feel like her approach to things is productive because at the end of the day, these people still, like, you know, Trump has power. He's a president, this and that. And all these people and whatnot, governors, all that kind of stuff. And you're talking to them too crazy. It's counterproductive. Basically, what he was saying, like, you're talking to them kind of reckless. It's counterproductive. What are you going to accomplish by that? Like, you're trying to get these things done. But what are you going to get done by approaching it, by going this route? Again, his opinion, cool, whatever. However, it's crazy to say that when literally the head of the snake, which is the president, talks even crazier than how she, I don't think she even talk crazy, to be completely honest with y'all. I think she just be straight up honest and blunt. I think she's just keeping it stacked. Ain't like, I don't think it's nothing fake about it. It's nothing untruth about it. Like, she's saying the facts. Like, our president is a criminal. He's a thug. He is a criminal. Like, he is. Like, we yeah, a white supremacist. Yes. This he supports. Like, yes, this is all things that are facts. It's just all. Like, the facts are there. Like, it's not her just giving like an opinion on it. It's like legit. He has supported these things, and he has come out and said he supports these things. He has made very inappropriate comments that come off as you do what I say and this and that. He literally came up there and said he intends to be a king. He wants more of a dictatorship. He has said these things in so many, maybe not 100% directly say these things, but in so many ways he has said, I want to be the king. I'm the king. You guys are my peasants. That is what he has said in so many words. Like, it just is what it is. And people got on him. I know D.L. Hughley, Roland Martin, a couple of people got on him and was saying like, well, D.L. Hughley didn't really get on. They was just saying like, you know, I'm not even going to say they got on him. They was just saying like, now some people like Steven Jackson, the NBA player, I'm sick of him. I don't like dude no more. I'm kind of over him. He just be saying BS because you a grown-ass man talking about you checking to hood still. Like, get the fuck out of here. You over 50. Talking about you checking into hoods. That's just crazy to me. So I don't want to hear what he got to say about anything. But, you know, people were saying like, but now some people went a little far. Because if someone was online saying like, you know, you're supposed to uplift the black woman, but instead of you doing that, you're degrading her and this and that. I was like, whoa, I don't think he was degrading her. I think he was just saying he don't agree with her approach, which is a fair assessment. Like, I get it. Like, you don't have to agree with the approach. That's not a obligation. You don't have to agree with the approach of how things go. I don't think he said, because I don't think technically, like, for what I was saying, like, when I would listen to the audio and I heard it over again, he didn't really say she was even wrong. He was more so, he was saying, like, he just don't like her approach for how she even spoke about it and everything. With, like, the language he decided to use and the bluntness and all that. And it's like, cool. But my complaint with it was more so, you're going to sit up here and say you don't like how she's talking about the president or talking about her governors and all that kind of stuff, or people that she's working with and everything like that on the other side of the fence. And she's not doing a favor to her constituents and all that kind of stuff. Like, I got that, but you have to look at what we have at the head of the snake. He doesn't care what he say. He says things very reckless. And when he started doing it, a lot of other of his peers followed suit. They stopped caring. And then they just started saying what they wanted to say. Matter of fact, his first term, there was a point, I kid y'all not, I worked at Best Buy at the time. There was a point in time where I literally had white customers who come in there and say, and just talk really, really crazy and say, yeah, because Trump's the president right now, I can say what I want to say. And they'll say some really inappropriate and racist thing and try to make you feel like you're insignificant or stupid or retarded. They would do these things. Because their president was promoting it. That's who their Lord and Savior was. They worship him. So, again, I don't have a problem with how Jasmine Crockett speaks, how she presents things, because she's very educated. She's very smart. She's doing it on purpose. She's doing all this on purpose. It's all intentional. Like, it's not like she's doing it just for clicks and views. Like, this is intentional. Like, she's like, this is the game we're playing. I'm gonna play it too. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Same thing with Charleston White. He asked, Charleston White is not an idiot. He does all that on purpose. Like, the way he act and move is on purpose because he knows that that's going to get attention and views and clicks because that's what people like. So that's what he's doing that for. Because he'll do all the extra stuff. They sit him down for an interview. He start talking very much so different. Still be kind of wild, the stuff he be saying, but he talks very intentional and uses his words and presentation in a proper way to make you understand the deeper points of what he's trying to do. So again, the game is the game at this point. and we're all playing parts in it, and they're doing theirs. So I don't see the problem with it. But the problem with Stephen A. Smith is that he drifts too much. A lot of people say, like, he's a grifter. He drifts too much on different sides because he wanna come off as, oh, I'm equal parts. I don't really have a bias towards either. But you do. But you don't want to come out. You don't want to upset one side and have the other side happy, and then have the other side upset, vice versa, whatever. don't want to do that. And I've been seeing that a lot. And also, there's a lot of misinformation goes out too. And I've seen that throughout me watching like these different sports YouTube channels. I watch and everything like that. Like, I've watched so many small creators and everything like that. Like, I've gone and watched them. And I've seen them talk about different topics. And it made me want to be better as a podcaster and everything like that. It also made me want to be better because the amount of misinformation I've heard over the past week just browsing through, like, different podcasts and YouTube channels and all that kind of stuff, just seeing, like, how things were, how things are now, how the meta going. Because, like I said, I've been removed from it for a while, so I'm trying to see, like, how the content creation space is now, like, what's the current state of it. And when I tell y'all it's so much misinformation that I see, like, and this is just from a sports, so I can imagine how bad it is with, like, the political tubers or podcasts or anything like that. Like, it's insane. Because I've seen so much of this misinformation. Like, they don't even list the right players for teams half the time. They don't even say, like, the right records or how things are going. They don't even watch the games for it. They're just giving out hot takes, and it's just crazy. It's crazy to see. And that's why I say, like, going forward, I want to make sure that I put more time and effort into the podcast, because I don't want this to be a center for false propaganda. You know, like, I don't want that to be the case. So I am going to make a concerted effort going forward to research and do, because this episode right here is like kind of like a, just like a random stuff I've been seeing kind of episode. But going forward, I do want to take more time to do more research and make sure that I have notes actually prepared all the time. Because, like, I used to do that a lot, like, when I first started. I would have my notes and everything like that for the episodes, especially, like, when we did, I did one B. I would have my notes and everything in a rundown for, like, how podcasts would go, how it would flow and everything like that. And I was like, that's something I want to get back to, because I don't want to go the route of just spewing out nonsense and giving out false info and claims and all that. I want to be intentional and proper, even when it comes down to, like, my sports takes and everything like that, which pretty soon I got an update on that coming too. So stay tuned. Got an update on that coming probably in about another week or two. Got an update for that about the sports stuff. Yeah, I want to make sure that it's as factually accurate as I can. There might be some mistakes, some mishaps, and things like that, but that's fine. But I want it to be at least 90% accurate, at least 90%. That 10% of me maybe messing up a record or a stat or a player name, something like that, that's fine. But I don't want to be to where I'm 80% just spewing out bullshit and none of it's correct, you know? So that's something that I am going to be intentional about, and I'm going to re-implement into my process of things, making sure that I'm fact-checking myself. Like, I'm gathering facts, but also I'm fact-checking myself in the process, you know? So, but I say all that to say that at the end of the day, people are entitled to their opinions. People are entitled to their opinions. I think we've put too much stock in these influencers, celebrities, whatever figures, news, whatever you want to call them. I think we put too much stock into them now. We take what they say as law. And also, we've gone down a path of, we praise them as if they're the people of power, when they really aren't. They really aren't. And we give them too much credit as far as, like, their influence on certain things. We really do. And I think we've gone to such a celebrity culture in the States. We've gone to such a celebrity culture to where, like, it's diminished the true people that are making the difference, like the elected officials, things like that. Like, we're just thinking, like, oh, they're a celebrity. They got money. They can do it. They can change it. They don't know. Them people got other stuff they got going on. They not... That's the secondary. That's not their primary goal. It's not. And I just feel like we need to get back to a place, which we probably won't, because it's too far gone now. We need to get back to a place where people there, where the rooms were set and dressed accordingly. Like, now the rooms are all blended together. Like, the kids' table and the adult table is slammed together right now in the middle of the room. That's just how it is. Let's look at this government shutdown we're still in. We're on what, 2, almost 3 weeks of a government shutdown. And our president doesn't even want to talk to the Democratic Party. He don't want to meet with them or anything for real. He's like, I don't want to meet with them. Like, that's insane. Insane. So we just in for a ride, y'all. We just got to stay, try to stay sane. That's how I say, just try to stay sane. And keep saying things will get better, but man, it's getting rough and rough to stand by that belief that things gonna get better. It really is, but I still believe it, but it's getting harder and harder by the day to stand in that belief and that faith that it's gonna get better. So, I'm going to wrap this episode up here. Again, like I said, I'm trying to get back into these next episodes is kind of just like a rambling kind of thing, like yapping. Yeah, I feel like it's yapping or rambling. I apologize. It's more so I'm trying to get back into the rhythm of centralizing around topics and having a stream of consciousness, a stream of flow of consciousness where I can discuss a topic and not the same thing over and over again. So, with that being said, I bid you all adieu. I will see you all next week. I'm trying to get back consistent with that too. And yeah, that's what I got for today, y'all. It's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on. So, y'all be easy. Take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you all next time. Peace out.